Good morning, you guys, and thank you so much for coming up here today in this beautiful day as we wind down towards the end of the year, and we're still super blessed to have such amazing weather and amazing place to practice and come together. This little area right here is our slice of heaven, so thank you guys for joining us. Anyone brand new today to Runyon? Yeah, awesome, amazing. That's so cool. Just our class.
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. Well, hopefully we'll see you more. My name is Siri. This is Kamala. And we've been teaching up here for a combined of almost 25, 6 plus years. Kamala is one of the original teachers. And I joined her in 2010. And since then, we've been essentially developing this style of yoga that we call Yoga Galactica, which is essentially a fusion of powerful breath work of many modalities, some ancient, some modern, Kundalini yoga, hatha meditation, and it's all weaved together with a beautiful tapestry of sound. And it's really designed to create shift within your body, you know. So if you have anything, whether it's in your life or your physical body or even emotionally, that you feel stuck or trapped or you just don't really have an answer, this practice is a really good way to shift that up and get the energy flowing and really just come back to center. You know, you don't have to have anything major that's going on that you want to work on, but it's a really good way to just come back to center, feel grounded, feel connected. We're in nature, we get to breathe fresh air, and so it's a really potent practice. Now, if at any point during the breath work or any of the exercises, if you start to get dizzy or lightheaded, just take a step back, put your hands on the earth, maybe even come in a child's pose, and just really listen to your body. We're gonna push you guys a little bit, but it's really up to you how much effort you wanna give, and it's all good. You're up here, you made the journey, and just have fun. Let's enjoy. So if you have a cell phone, please turn it to airplane mode and just tuck it away for this next hour. And then if you came with a friend, just turn to them now, say, have an awesome class, and then try to refrain from talking in this little area as we do yoga today. And again, let's have an awesome class, do your best, and have fun. So finding a comfortable cross-legged position on your mat, where you can sit up nice and tall, and because we are on an angle or a slant here, we invite you guys, if you want to sit sideways or sit facing down the hill, that's totally okay. And just finding a spot where you feel comfortable to sit nice and tall. Let the legs cross in front of you. And in fact, what we're gonna do is lean the whole body forward like you're trying to touch your chin to the ground. And the second you feel those sit bones lift off the ground, then you're gonna arch your back and lift the spine all the way up. And keep the back ever so slightly arched as you lift the spine even taller. Let the shoulders relax down and imagine you're lifting through the center of the chest, straight up and down. Let your eyes close here. Just bring your awareness to your breath. And feel your breath slowly coming in and out of the nose. And every breath, becoming more and more present of the space around you, becoming aware of the physical sensations within your body, around your body, where your skin meets the air. Try to feel that all around, every part of your body, and just becoming very aware of yourself here in space. Now, every breath, try to slow it down a little bit more and bring it not just into the lungs, but down into the belly. So really feeling the belly and navel expand with each inhale. And then with each exhale, let that navel glide in just like an accordion towards the small of the back, gently pressing the air out. And we take two more slow breaths, just like this. Each inhale, thinking of one thing that you're grateful for in this past 24 hours. Just visualize it, see it, feel it, use all of your senses. And then as you exhale, one thing you want to let go of, maybe a thought pattern, a behavior. Now we take our hands, rub them together. As you do this, imagine you're starting a little fire right between the palms. So really get it going. There you go. And then press the palms together and bring the thumbs into the chest at the heart center, hands in prayer position. And as we continue this slow, smooth breath, I'd like you to take a moment right now to set an intention for your class. And maybe that intention is something you'd like to work on here in this moment. Maybe it's something in your life that you want to bring in, or again, let go of. Whatever that is, get a crystal clear idea. Distill it down into one simple word, and then take a nice big deep inhale. Hold full right at the top, gently squeeze, and as you exhale, you're going to let the chin fold into the chest. And we take this moment here, first and foremost, to acknowledge ourselves. Acknowledge you as a teacher, as a master, as an artist, as a yogi, as a poet. And then we extend gratitude and thanks to all of our teachers and mentors and all of those that have helped us along this path. We thank you. And together, take a nice big inhale, sit up tall. Bring it in, bring the intention in, the gratitude, the love. Hold right at the top, sip in a little more breath. And as you exhale, you're going to let the hands float all the way down the sides. Going to inhale and sweep the arms, reach them out and up and all the way above the head, connect the palms. And as you exhale, hands float down through the center line of the body. Imagine you're activating every energy center from the crown of the head all the way down to the base of the spine. And we continue, hands by the sides, inhale, sweep the arms, reach up, connect the palms. And this time, as you bring the hands down, imagine you're pulling in your intention out from the universe into your body. Bring it in every cell, and then let the hands float again all the way down by the sides. And we repeat, inhale, sweep the arms, stretch. And as you exhale, last time, bring the hands towards the body and imagine you're pulling in the light of the sun into you, into every cell, illuminating and activating, and you're sitting in a glowing light of sun. Let the hands walk out onto the mat in front of you, and we're going to come rolling up and over the legs and press up into a tabletop position. And as you find your base here, take a moment, let those fingers spread wide. Let the knees be directly under hips, hands underneath the shoulders, and just let your body sway like a pendulum to the right and to the left. And forward and back. And let the head and neck gently roll as you do this. And then go in the opposite direction. Good. Take your right leg, and we're going to extend the right leg back behind us straight. And then you're going to extend your left arm out in front. So opposite leg, opposite arm. And we take three slow, deep breaths here. Good. Bring the breath down into the belly. Hold here, two more. Inhale, lift up one more centimeter. Exhale, slowly lower down. And then we begin to shift the weight. So place the right knee down, extend the left leg back behind you. And then inhale the right arm up and take three slow, deep breaths. You can even roll the wrists or roll the ankle if that feels good. Try to hold. Keep going. One more big breath in. And exhale, slowly lower down. Good. And we're going to begin our first dynamic exercise. And this is called cat-cow. Many of you know it. We're going to inhale, tilt the chin up to the sky. And as you exhale, you're going to round the back in the opposite direction. And we repeat, inhale, tilt the chin up, arch the lower back. Exhale, round in the opposite direction. Good, and we continue, inhale, up, exhale, round. Inhale, up, exhale, round. Good, and continue just like this. Let your eyes be closed here and allow yourself to move with the rhythm of your breath. So inhale, bring that breath in, and the spine lifts up, the head tilts up, the lower back arches, and as you exhale, round the spine and curve. Good. And now as we increase through this exercise, we're going to invite you to pick up the pace a little bit. So maybe going from first or second gear and bringing it into third gear. And so increasing the breath, increasing the movement, still get that full range of motion. The chin comes all the way up. The spine rounds all the way down. Good. Keep going. 1 minute. Let the movement be fluid like water. That's it, you guys. 30 seconds. And we invite you now to increase even more. One more gear. Take it into fourth gear. Good. There you go. Big breath. 11 seconds. Three, two, one. We inhale, tilt the chin up to the sky. Hold gently, squeeze the navel. And as you exhale, you're going to round the back in the opposite direction. We hold the breath out for three, two, one. Take a nice big deep inhale, come back to center, and just let yourself begin to move in any direction that feels good. Forward and back, left and right, twisting and turning. Take about 10 more seconds. If you'd like, you can even sit back onto the heels and roll out the wrists a little bit. Maybe shake out the hands. Exhale, walk the hands forward on the mat, and you're going to come floating down onto your back on the mat, laying here, bringing your awareness back to the breath. Slow, smooth, full, deep breaths. Good job, you guys.
Observe your breath. Feel it flowing in and out, and notice if your belly is moving at all right now. Let's go ahead and actually place our hands on our belly and just feel that flow of oxygen traveling in and out like the tides of the ocean. Connecting with your breath in this lifetime is one of the most important gifts, one of the most sacred gifts you can give yourself. Long, deep breaths can ease the mind, really calm the body, and let go of stress and anger, anxiety. So we're going to be doing a breath invocation called the Wim Hof breath. And this breath has changed our lives in many ways. It's 30 to 50 powerful breaths in and out. Through the mouth, you can get a little bit more powerful of a breath, but you can also breathe in and out through the nose. It's your choice. Maybe switch back and forth in the beginning to find what works best for you. The inhale is as deep as you can take it, very powerful. And the exhale is just soft. You're just letting out about a third of that inhale. So it sounds like this. Try a few. And feel the belly raise and the chest raise as you powerfully bring that breath into your body. This breath rid my life of migraine headaches. It's helping people with things like cancer, Lyme disease, diabetes. But to get the benefit from it, you have to give your all. So go back to long, deep breaths. And as we do this exercise, ask yourself to give yourself 100%. We'll do 30 to 50 of them together. Then we'll take a deep inhale, hold for 5 seconds, exhale all of it out. And we're going to stay in an extended in exhale and then consecutively in an extended inhale. Before we begin, let's take another deep breath. Fearlessly sigh it out. All right, yogis, here we go. Hold the breath out, completely exhale it all out, and begin to relax your body. It is in this extended exhale that your body is able to heal. You've oxygenated your body, brought your body into an alkaline state with the breath, and now you completely relax every cell, every muscle, every tendon. Deep into the marrow of your bones. Ask your body to let go of anything, seen or unseen, that no longer serves you. Hold out for as long as you can. Test yourself. Knowing that whenever you need to, you can take that powerful deep inhale, and when you do, you'll hold that breath in, but stay in the exhale for as long as you can. Again, whenever you need to, drinking in that powerful, long, deep inhale and beginning to hold that breath in, pressurizing it into every cell of your body, into anxiety, fear, self-doubt, into any pain, sickness, dis-ease, discomfort, let it go. And I saw some of you breathing immediately after this breath, after we finished the sequence. You can do that, but again, remember why you're here for you. Give yourself your all, even with things that challenge you, especially with those things, as those could be the things that really shift your life. Shift your mind, your body. When you've held it as long as you can, sip it a little more through the mouth. Squeeze that around. And then come back to long, deep breaths. Noticing the shifts in your body that you made happen. Give yourself your all with love, with integrity, with intention, and your life will change pretty quickly. Good job, guys. We're going to jump into that one more time. Before we do, deep inhale. Sigh it out. Give yourself your all. Here we go. This feel whatever it is that you're wanting to release disappear as you relax your body completely into this new state of being. Begin thanking your body for its health and for its ability to heal. Begin thanking your body, yourself, for this journey and everything that it's taken to make you uniquely you. All the struggles, all the joy, all the adventure, all the laughs, all the magic. This journey is yours, and it has made you this miracle that is you right now. Hold the breath out as long as you can. You'll surprise yourself, knowing that whenever you need to, you'll take that powerful deep inhale and you'll begin to hold that breath in. But this is a safe place, so test yourself. Be that fearless warrior that you know is inside of you. Good job, you guys. Right on. Begin to listen to your body, to what you need, not with your ears, but with every cell of you. And when you take that powerful deep inhale, imagine bringing in exactly what it is you need in your life right now and drink it in so deep and begin to hold it inside like a precious pearl, letting it grow with every moment. Sip in a little more breath through the mouth. Hold that. And whenever you need to, whenever it feels time, coming back to long, deep breath. Feeling the shifts in your body, in your mind, your spirit. We are here to learn, to grow, to expand, and to live in joy. And that takes work, constant work on ourselves. But that's the sacred work. That's the work that is so needed. So thanking yourself right now as you lay here, either breathing or still holding the breath in, for doing the work for you. Always you first. Stretch your arms up and over your head when you're done. Stretching the body out. Reach right. Reach left. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, pull your knees into your chest, wrap your arms around your shins. Good. Just begin to rock your body from side to side. Beautiful. And then you're going to place your feet down on the mat, about a foot from your booty. Look down either side of your hip and make sure your feet are not pointing out or in, that they're parallel to the sides of your hips and to the sides of your mat. Press the balls of your feet down, the heels of your feet down. Take your hands and clasp them behind your head. Good. And take a deep inhale here. And as you exhale, lift the head up. Crunch the belly, squeeze the navel, inhale down. Exhale, lift up, crunching the abs. Good, inhale down. You're going to find your own rhythm here. Find your own flow. We're just doing crunches. The longer that you hold on that exhale and squeeze, the more benefit you'll get. But listen to your body. As you squeeze, I want you to imagine squeezing right at the base of the spine, which is called the root lock or the root chakra. And the root chakra has to do with stability, balance, has to do with feeling grounded on this earth journey. And it's blocked by fear. And I mean, how many of us experience happen. So as you squeeze that root lock, and inhale powerfully through the nose. Let your breath match your movement here. Good, beautiful. Squeezing the root lock, anus, sex organs, right at the base of the spine as you lift the head up. Beautiful job, guys. Starting to feel a little burn in the belly, but enjoying that as you're building strength. For doing your all, giving your all to you, the most important person in your life. And just observe yourself throughout this class. Does the monkey mind rule you? It does to all of us sometimes. But see if you can breathe past it today. Begin to rock your body from side to side, letting the knees fall as far to the right and then as far to the left as you can, and let your head go with this flow. Just rocking. Nice. Notice your spine, and if there's anywhere that you need extra work today, tell yourself, I love you. Tell your body, I love you. Thank you for being so healthy. Constantly reminding it that it is a miracle. And now let's rock our bodies up and down on the mat. And as you rock, unless you're on a big molehill, really get yourself going. Kick your feet up and over your head and try to connect every single vertebra down, giving yourself a little mini massage. Notice if this feels smooth and fluid or if there's anywhere that you need to work today. No judgment, no comparison, just observation. And when you're ready, rock yourself all the way up to a comfortable seated position and close your eyes. Turn your palms up on your knees. Let the corners of your lips tilt upwards. Feel the sun shining on your body. And notice your breath. See how big you can take this next inhale into your body and gently hold at the top of the inhale. Then exhale all the breath out and hold at the bottom for a moment. Enjoy your breath here.
Inhale. Exhale, sigh it out. And this next exercise is going to incorporate a breathing technique called breath of fire. And this is one of the fundamental breath exercises in Kundalini yoga. And what it is, it's a rhythmic breathing in and out through the nose. It's a rhythm like we're panting, but it's through the nose. So if you know Breath of Fire, allow yourself to jump in right now. And if you're new to it, we're going to do this together. We're going to sit up tall, take your left hand, place it over the navel. Take your right hand, thumb and first finger touching. This is called Gyan Mudra. And then what you're going to do is open the mouth, stick out the tongue, and begin to pant rhythmically like a dog. Good. You want to make it smooth but rhythmic, and you want your navel to pulse with the breath. Good. So exaggerate the movement at the navel point. Good. Now what we're going to do is close the mouth and transfer this same rhythm to the nose. And ladies, as a precaution, if you're on your first 3 days of your menstrual cycle, you're going to stick with long, deep breathing for Breath of Fire exercises. Really make it equal parts in, equal parts out. Notice how on the exhale, the navel draws into the spine. How on the inhale, the belly becomes soft and the breath comes in naturally. Good. That's it, you guys. Find your rhythm. Find your pattern. Pulse the navel. Once you've locked in, both hands can release back to the knees and you continue with the breath. Good. This is a meditation in and of itself. So we're going to take a moment to focus back on the posture. Make sure that your sit bones are pressing down, your chest and spine is tall, your shoulders are relaxed, your chin is slightly tucked in, but you're lengthening through the crown of the head. The eyes are closed and slightly rolled up and in at the third eye point. Good, that's it, you guys. 30 seconds, just like this. Good. Now what we're going to do is add an arm posture. We're going to take the arms above the head and then lower them down so they create a V shape. V as in victory. We're going to point the thumbs towards each other and then curl the fingers into the pads of the hands. Go ahead and look at me for 1 second. It looks just like this. Elbows are locked. Arms are straight. Lift the arms up so they make a nice V shape, like a valley. Good. The thumbs create an invisible arc line above the head. Imagine there's white light shooting between the thumbs. Keep the breath going. Let the shoulders relax. That's it. And in this exercise, imagine your body is like a tuning fork. You are a divine instrument of this earth, of this universe. But sometimes the instrument gets out of tune. And so this exercise in particular really helps bring us back to center, back to the core. Imagine you're channeling in energy from the universe all the way right into your heart. Good, 30 seconds, keep up. Seconds thinking of somebody in your life that really needs this and blasting them out some love right from your heart all the way to them. That's it, you guys. Good, you're doing great. Keep up, raise the arms 1 centimeter. 5, 4, 3, 2, and stay in the posture. Inhale. Gently squeeze the navel, squeeze the root lock, send the energy up, up, up. And stay as you are. Powerfully exhale. And then touch the thumbs together above the head. Spread the fingers. Reach the arms and fingers up to the sky. Inhale.
hold, 5, 4, sip in more breath, 2, and as you exhale, the hands float all the way down the sides, whew, and let them come resting in the lap. Whew. Bring the breath back to neutral. Begin to breathe slow, smooth, full belly breaths. Try to sit as still as possible and become increasingly aware of the feelings within your body, around your body. Take the legs and stretch them out in front of you and begin to bounce the knees up and down. Then you're going to bring the legs wide into a straddle or a V shape on your mat. Take your hands to the insides of the thighs right where the knees are and begin to rock the spine to the right and the left and feel those sit bones really pressing down. Gently arch the back. Good. Feeling that stretch in between the legs. Feeling that stretch in the lower spine and the hips and the glutes. Good, leaning forward. And then roll the spine up so we're sitting nice and tall. Point the toes up to the sky. Then on an inhale, we're gonna sweep the arms all the way up. And as you exhale, you're gonna fold to the right, hands towards the foot, nose towards the knee. Take 3 deep breaths. Then on an inhale, use the navel, use the core, lift all the way back up. And as you exhale, you're gonna fold over that left leg, nose in the direction of the knee, hands towards the feet. There you go. On your next inhale, bring the hands back up to center, and we're gonna alternate back to the right. Float down, stretch. Inhale up, exhale to the left. Good, continue just like this. Inhale up, flow, let it be smooth. Exhale, reach, fold, extend. And we continue. Inhale, center. Exhale, opposite. Keep going. Let your eyes be closed. And let yourself move to the rhythm of your breath, to the rhythm of nature all around you, to the sound of the drum. Good. 1 minute. Eyes are closed, rolled up and in. To move even deeper with more fluidity. Breathe deeper. That's it. 30 seconds. That's it. Last little bit. 11. Together we inhale up to center, hold and lengthen, straight line from the tailbone up to the fingertips. And as you exhale, we're gonna fold all the way forward. Hands come towards the earth and try to stretch as far forward as you can. Take a really big deep inhale. And as you exhale, just allow your body to melt. chest is melting, chin is folding, stretching. Three deep breaths. Try to relax even deeper. Let go of any residual tension or tightness. Any areas you may be holding on, try to let go. Good, that's it. And then on your next inhale, you're gonna roll the spine up. Slowly roll. Take one foot in front of the other. Cross the legs and come back into a seated position on your mat right here. Hands are either on the knees in Gyan Mudra or they're in the lap, one hand on top of the other, and you're breathing, sitting as still as you possibly can.
Tabletop position on your mat. Stretch your fingers out wide like the rays of the sun. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, tuck your toes, use your abs, press your body back and up to downward facing dog. Let your head and neck become loose and just shake your head. No. Inhale, press on the palms all the way up to the sit bones. And as you exhale, let the heels float down a little further towards the earth. Inhale, come up to the tips of your toes, squeeze the glutes. Exhale, lower the heels down. Inhale, come all the way up, squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down. And again, inhale, come up, all the way up, squeeze. Exhale, heels float down. Step your feet together. And inhale, stretch the right leg into the sky as high as you can. Roll the ankle of the right foot, stretch it even higher. Maybe come up on your left toe. Deep inhale. And as you exhale, bend the left knee. Or sorry, the right knee. Bend the right knee and let the heel float over towards the left. Spiral the right hip up. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, if it feels okay, begin to drop that right foot down to the earth on the left side of your body, coming into a half back bend. Breathe here. One more inhale. And as you exhale, press on that right foot to push you back into downward facing dog. Take a couple deep breaths here. Step your feet together. And inhale, left leg reaches into the sky as high as you can take it. Come up on your right toe. Maybe roll the ankle of the left foot. Deep inhale. And exhale, bend. Towards the right. Let that heel and toe start to become heavy. And then slowly, if it feels okay, drop the left foot down on the right side of the body, coming into a half back bend. Breathe. Press the left hip up towards the sky. More inhale. Exhale, press on that left foot to push your body back. Exhale, bring your knee to your nose. going to massage our wrists. So reach over to the right hand with your left. Eyes closed. Taking a moment to just realize how amazing our hands are. Everything that we do with our hands, we create, we cook, we love, we do so many things with these hands. They're so precious. So taking a moment to send gratitude, good energy through the wrists, the fingers, the palms, the knuckles. And when you finish, reaching over to the other side with your eyes closed, just thinking about all the things that you do with your hands every day. Having gratitude for them and letting that gratitude move through your body. Breathing long, deep breaths, slowing the heart rate back down. Enjoying this break in between the postures and stretches. Good job. Roll the wrists in one direction and in the other. Inhale, reach to the sky. And exhale, shake out your wrists and your elbows and your shoulders and your head. Make a little noise. Hands come down to the heart. And then roll over the knees, coming back into a tabletop position. We're going to come down on our forearms, grab our biceps, and then reach forward with your hands and clasp your hands. Press your elbows all the way to your pinkies down. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, tuck your toes, use your abs, and press your body up into dolphin. Your head should be off the ground. And try to widen your shoulders, but keep your elbows where they are. Breathing long and deep here. Pressing on the elbows. Forearms are nice and strong. Biceps and triceps nice and strong. Step your feet together. Inhale, right leg into the sky. Breathe here. Gently flexing the left thigh. One more inhale. And exhale, lower that right foot slowly down. Find your balance here. Perfect the pose, and then inhale, left leg reaches. Long, deep breaths. Pressing on the elbows and the forearms. Widening the shoulders and relaxing the head and neck. One more inhale here. And exhale, slowly lower that left foot. Inhale, look up at your thumbs, and as you exhale, step back into plank position. Lower the hips down and begin breath of fire. Sides of your mat, touch your toes together, take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, sink your booty down onto your feet, reach forward with your hands and touch every finger in prayer position, take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, bring your third eye, your forehead down to the mat, hands down, notice your breath. Good job, you guys. breathing slow and deep. If there's a prayer that you'd like to send out, do it now with intention. Always being grateful for your body, for putting in the work, even when it's challenging, especially when it's challenging. And there you go, you're doing it. Bravo, yogis.
As you exhale, we're going to begin to roll the body back up into a tabletop position. And from tabletop position, we're just going to step the feet forward into a forward fold. And in this position, we take three long, deep breaths as you just let the upper body sway from right to left. Keep those feet planted down. Keep the head and neck nice and loose and relaxed. We're just stretching, we're just lengthening. Every breath feeling more complete within the body. Good, then on our next inhale, we're gonna begin to roll the spine up. Look down at your feet. Your feet are parallel to each other. And keep going, let the shoulders come up slow, let the head come up slow, and then we sweep the hands up in the same motion. Pressing downward and connect the palms above the head. And as you exhale, hands come all the way through the center line of the body and all the way back down. Inhale, we repeat, sweep the arms up, lengthen. This time we're going to exhale and fold forward. So go nice and slow, push the hips behind you, stretch through the legs. Now we inhale, half up, lengthen. Exhale, forward again. Inhale, we roll the spine up, this time going a little bit quicker. Sweep the arms up, lengthen, reach, connect the palms above the head. Exhale, let them float all the way back down, and again, inhale, sweep the arms, reach out, reach up. Exhale, fold forward, draw the navel in, all the way down. Inhale, half up, exhale, lower again, this time hands by the sides. Inhale, hinge all the way up. Sweep the arms up, connect the palms, exhale, let them float down. I'm going to have you guys turn sideways on your mat and step your feet about 3 to 4 feet apart, a nice wide base here. We're going to open up the arms on an inhale just like this, and as you exhale, you're going to fold and rotate the left hand towards the right ankle. Inhale, back up to center, pause, exhale, right hand, left ankle. Inhale, up, exhale, windmill, down. Inhale, up, exhale, float. Good. Keep the feet parallel to each other and try to get a nice wide stance. So if this is hips distance, at least double, if not triple, the width of your hips. Inhaling up, pause for a moment. Exhale, fold, really stretch and reach. Inhaling up, open up to the sun. Exhale, release down. Good, keep going. 40 seconds. Exhale, relax the hands. Take 3 deep breaths, just like this. Wiggle the feet a little bit closer together. Take the hands, clasp them behind the back. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, fold forward. Try to bring the hands above the shoulders. Keep those hands clasped together, palm to palm. Some slow, long, deep breaths. Bend the right knee. Shift the weight over to the right. Inhale, back up. Exhale, bend the opposite. Inhale, back up to center. Release the hands and then walk them over to the right ankle, nose in the direction of the knee, and take some long, deep breaths right there. This is a deep stretch. Any adjustments you need to make in the hips, in the feet, go ahead and do that. Ideally, your legs are straight here. Walk the hands through center and all the way over to the opposite ankle. Good. Now we're going to walk the hands back to the front of the mat and then step the feet all the way back into plank position, top of a push-up. Take a nice big deep inhale right here. And as you exhale, you're slowly going to lower all the way down. And on an inhale, we're going to push back up. And as you exhale, we're going to slowly lower all the way down. Inhale, push back up. Two more. Inhale, top. Exhale, lower. Inhale, top. Last one. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2. All the way down and relax. Turn your head to one side, relax the hands, relax the arms, and take 3 deep breaths, slow, smooth, all the way into the belly, all the way into the chest. Turn your head to one side, release the legs, and really allow yourself to drop out fully and completely right here. Relax as deeply as possible for these next 3 breaths. Just let it go. any tension, any tightness, any emotion that brought up, just let it go. Then we're going to roll over onto our back as we prepare for our final resting pose. Go ahead and bring the knees up into the chest. Give them a squeeze. And then extend the left leg straight out onto the mat. And then keep that right knee into the chest. Try to get the left leg flush down to the earth. And then you're going to release your right hand. Keep the left hand on top of the knee. Take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, let the right knee fold across the body over to the left. And we come into a cat stretch, a deep spinal twist, a spinal stretch. Good. Let the shoulders be flush to the earth. Let the head now gently turn to the right. Good. Take three slow, deep breaths. Every breath, if there's any tension or tightness in the hips or the lower spine, allow it to melt away, melt down. Good. Now we inhale back up. Give that leg a squeeze and then switch the legs. Bring that left knee up. Give it a squeeze. Extend the right leg straight. That's it. Release the left hand, inhale as you are, and as you exhale, let that left knee float all the way to the right. Keep those shoulder blades flush to the earth, and then rotate your head and neck to the left. And drop out, three deep breaths. Every exhale, relaxing deeper into this space. Slowing the heart rate down, allowing your autonomic nervous system to simply reset itself right here so your whole body comes back into a state of balance and harmony. Now we inhale that knee back up to center. Give it a squeeze. Both knees up into the chest, wrap the arms around the legs, give yourself a giant hug, whisper the words, thank you, thank you, thank you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then you're going to let go of the legs and come unfolding onto your mat into our final resting pose, Savasana, and you take this precious time to let your body relax. Relax deeply here. You've worked really hard for this past hour, and now you get to reward yourself by coming into a state of deep relaxation. So every breath, you're sinking deeper, deeper down. And sink as deep as you can take it. One more deep inhale. Hold right at the top for 5, 4, 3, 2, open the mouth, exhale, sigh it out, relax. Thank you.
that some of the best days of your life haven't even happened yet. There are going to be parties that leave you dancing until 6 a.m. Spontaneous adventures that teach you more than you ever learned in a classroom. There are going to be nights that will stay burned beneath your eyelids, memories that ignite underneath your skin. Life is going to exceed your expectations. It is going to astonish you with its timing. Remember, you have not felt it all. The world still has so much left for you. Taking that in, let the corners of your lips tilt upwards. And take a great, big, deep inhale. Wiggle the fingers and the toes and exhale the breath out of the body. Deepening the breath, roll your wrists, roll your ankles. And then stretch your arms up and over your head as if you're awakening for the first time in a long time. Remembering why you're here. Rub your hands together, maybe even your feet. Stimulate the thousands of nerve endings in the hands and the feet. And then pull your knees into your chest, wrap your arms around your shins, and give yourself a huge hug. Take the time to tell yourself, I love you. Thank you for doing your best. And then either roll to the right or the left or rock yourself up to a comfortable seated position on your mat. And keep your eyes closed for these last few moments. As you sit tall, corners of the lips tilt upwards. And let's inhale, rub the palms, fingers, knuckles. And as you exhale, hands come together in the center of the chest, and you feel a little more self-love within you. And feeling that self-love will allow you to go out and see clearly beyond genders, labels, skin colors, and actually see human beings for beautiful beings, miracles just like you. Let's combine our good energy, goodwill, and love and take a moment to blast it out to this beautiful canyon in the middle of this wild city. Deep inhale. Send Runyon Canyon some love. Let's combine our good energy, goodwill, and love and humbly ask that it is taken to wherever it's needed most in the world right now. Deep inhale. Humbly sending it out. Gently bow your chin to your chest. As we bow our heads, we'll bow to this great planet, Pachamama, Mama Gaia. She gives us every single thing we need to thrive without asking anything of us. Let's make it a promise to ourselves and to her to be kind to this earth, to give back to her. Take a moment to send Mother Earth a prayer of love and gratitude for all she gives. And last, we bow to ourselves, bow to you, the one that brought you here, the greatest teacher that you may ever experience on this journey of life. Bow to your courage, bow deeply to your health and your ability to heal. And bow to your soul purpose. If it hasn't been revealed, ask daily that it is revealed to you. Send yourself a prayer of love and gratitude. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you so much, yogis, for coming out today to give back to yourselves. It's been an honor and a pleasure to share this space with you. You can give yourselves a round of applause. I hope that you were able to make shift happen, to dive a little deeper into your breath and your body than you even thought that you could. Sometimes it takes going a little deeper to find the greatness that lies inside of each of us. And sometimes it's hard to find that feeling of connection, even with yourself, in these wild times. And this new year, at least for me, doesn't seem to be ending nice and smooth. It seems to be a little turbulent and rocky. That's great. Bring it on. These practices help you connect and really let go of those things and come back to you. So remember to give back to yourself every day. If you don't give back to you, you really don't have anything to give. And we really are needed to be whole and to be love on this earth and in this world right now. So I hope you're able to go out today and be the light, be the sentinel, be the lighthouse, and shine your light a little bit brighter than you could earlier today. And remember to give back, even if it's just with a smile or a helping hand or eye contact. And we're here every Tuesday and Thursday. There's classes here 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. And there's three different teachers. They're all fantastic, or actually four, because there's us two and two more. They're all fantastic. We're all very different. You can check us all out at Runyon Canyon Yoga. We are Yoga Galactica. My name's Kamala. This is Siri. We teach in our house every Tuesday and Thursday night. Our home studio is a really magical experience. I'll put some cards out for you, so if you want to come check us out there, you can grab a card. We also do sacred ceremonies with plant medicine, and we do sacred dance, ecstatic dance. We have a really wonderful community of yogis and human beings that practice with us, and we'd love you to join. You can take a card and check it out. These classes are all by donation. You can tuck your donation right here into the bag of prosperity. Remember that whenever you give back, leaving a tip, sending money, whatever it is, give from a place of abundance so the universe can just really feel that flow and give it right back to you. You can also donate via PayPal or Venmo. PayPal is yogagalactica@gmail.com. Venmo is @yogagalactica. And again, remember to go out and be in service.